Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Luke, and Dylan can't be here tonight, so I'm doing this all on my own here with the podcast. Dylan had to go to a bachelor party for a weekend, had a really good friend get married. Those are always fun. The wedding's actually in a month or so he gets to go out there and take another little mini vodka. Hate that word, vodka, when girls shorten vacation to vodka or vaca. I don't know how you say it. I only ever see it on text. I only like read it on Facebook. Going on vodka. Oh God, shut the fuck. Just say the word. Just say it. What? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Maybe we'll touch more on that in a bit. Today is Monday, July 16th, 2012, and Dylan is back at work, and Mondays are pretty rough for him with work and internship, so I'm going to take care of this thing on my own, coming in for the save, keeping the podcast alive. And if you're only listening to this for Dylan, you may as well just stop listening, because you got me for 15 minutes, and let's make this a fun 15 minutes, guys. So, yeah, what's the deal with vodka? Come on, just say the word. vodka. I've never been a fan of people shortening words. That has always just enraged me. It's funny. If you guys want to get to know me a little bit more in this podcast, I've noticed over the course of my life that I get more bothered by little things rather, and this could be a sign of lack of maturity, or maybe over maturity. Like maybe I'm just getting old. Like just little things bother me more than like big deals. I'll be the guy at the dinner table where if somebody drops a bomb, I'll just be like, huh, and everyone else freaks out. But if someone just looks at me a certain way, I'll probably misconstrue that, and I'll be overanalyzing it, and it'll be stuck in my head and annoying me the whole rest of the night. But shortening of words, that's just the worst. I don't know why it enrages me so much, but it's just totally unnecessary. Like when people now, like it's, you see it a lot on Facebook, I guess, and like texting, people want to save space and save time. I don't have time to spell out the whole word. You just gotta have to know what I'm saying. You better understand what I'm saying, because that's all I have time to say. My time is too valuable. I have to drive and text at the same time. I have no time for it. Oh God. Okay. I'll calm down. I'll bring it back down to a six. You have to force these shortenings. I see them on Facebook. They're just forced down our throats. There's this latest trend where people put the greater than sign or the less than sign. They'll be like, school is, and they put the arrow, and as if to say school is less than something. But like, what is it less than? Why do you leave it blank? It makes no sense. Why? Just say what it's less than. Just. I guess it just means like, oh, if it's less than sign, it sucks. And if it's the more than sign, like, yeah, my best friend, greater than, and then blank means like, my best friend is better than anything or everything. It's like, but just say that. Just say it. Just say it. Can you tell like how excited I get about this stuff? Just say it. Oh man, how about The Dark Knight Rises coming out, guys? I have to bring this movie up. I am really excited. I need to buy a ticket. I don't have a ticket yet, but I plan on buying one because I'm gonna go see it. And I'm ready for just an epic conclusion. I love how they're saying it's the end. The legend ends, or however the hell they're promoting it. I think that's great. That is how you should do it. In terms of wrapping it up and keep it at three movies, don't open the door for more. Don't leave the door open for, please don't have an open ending where it's like, oh yeah, there could be a fourth one. No. End it in a nice neat bow. Go out on top. Leave a legacy. Don't overstay your welcome. just end it with three. And it sounds like they will. I'm like already like, I'm already like paranoid about it. They better end it at three. No, it should happen. And hope you guys are excited to see that movie as well as I am, because I'm talking about it. What's the deal? Is this like a movie podcast? No, Jerry Seinfeld, this is an improv podcast. So that's going to be cool. I haven't seen, and I don't really plan on seeing this super amazing, or the amazing, I keep wanting to say the super amazing Spider-Man, but I'm pretty sure it's just the amazing Spider-Man. Sorry, guys, the painful memories of Spider-Man 3 and the joyful memories of Spider-Man 2 are still both mixed together in my head, and they're too fresh in my mind. I can't just hit the reset button and pretend those movies never happened, because that's essentially what they want you to do when you see this new movie. It's a total reboot. It takes 5 years after Spider-Man 3. So this movie is going to be great for children, great for kids who don't really have that memory to. I was going to say short term, but I'm like, wait a minute, is 5 years a short term memory thing? Nah, I don't know. I think that's going to be great for a lot of people. It's going to be great for kids. It's going to be great for, you know, I guess maybe for girls who seem to really like this new actor. Ooh, who's playing? Oh, the guy from Social Network. Ooh, and I guess for comic book fans, if they're into how they're actually, I guess they're keeping it more loyal to the comic books. No, he's actually shooting the web blaster out of the machine now on his wrist, and not the actual whatever. I guess I'm going to be in a very small minority, because this movie is probably going to be very exciting for a lot of people. It's just not exciting for me, because I thought Spider-Man 2, if you guys, people forget, but Spider-Man 2 was before this new Batman series, was before The Dark Knight. It was before, Spider-Man 2 was like our best superhero movie. It was. And it was really good. And there's just a part of me, Spider-Man 3, to make a long story short, was probably the biggest movie letdown of my entire life. I told you guys, you're going to get to know me personally here. I'm revealing some personal details. Spider-Man 3 was my biggest movie letdown of my life. I got tickets early. I had to work. I worked at Target at the time. I was a senior year in high school. I was graduating high school. It came out in May, around the time I was graduating. Just so many amazing things happening in my life. And I was just like, yeah, and to cap it off, I'm going to see Spider-Man fucking 3. And it's going to be amazing, because 2 was awesome, and the trailer for 3 looked really well done. I was a little nervous, because it seemed to be a lot of bad guys in this one. I don't know how they're going to make it work, but I'm like, if anyone can make it work, it's this Spider-Man crew, because the first two were done so well. Anyway, of course, the movie ends up being a total shit bomb. People in the theater are just angry. People were shouting. People were also laughing. By the end of it, we were all just laughing. It was one of those situations where it was just everything was so fucked up, you just start laughing about how much of a clusterfuck it is. I can't believe it. He's crying. He's crying in this movie. He's supposed to be sad. This is so horrible. No. Tobey Maguire starts crying, and we all just start laughing, and then we leave, and people walked out. We were just angry, just enraged, and I went with my friends. I had to work. I had to close the Target store, and then hop on over to the movie theater, which is right by Target, down in Fort Myers, and I was so pumped, and it was just totally let me down. And so since then, I have had this painful memory in my head. So I get the reboot idea. I get it. When the previous series ended on such a sour note with the fans, I understand a reboot is ultimately what's going to happen. But it just seems still too soon. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm probably the only person who's still clinging on to the past. And I remember the glory years where Spider-Man 2 was the superhero movie. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the Batman movies taking over. I know a lot of people love the Avengers. I enjoyed the Avengers. I thought it was a fun, like, popcorn action movie, but it wasn't. You can't compare it to the Batman series. I'm sorry. Avengers was a fun movie. It was just a really fun movie. But in terms of just seriousness and the weight that it carries, nothing can touch the darkness of the Dark Knight. Ooh, how convenient. Anyway. Yes, this is turning into quite the movie podcast. Anyway, moving along, how much time do I have here? Oh my god, I am almost 10 minutes in! Can you guys tell that Dylan is usually the one who keeps track of the time around here? Anyway, another thing I wanted to talk about that's kind of in the news right now. Westboro Baptist Church, those people who protest funerals, they're protesting Sylvester Stallone's son's funeral. Sage Stallone, he's an actor who was in his 30s. I can't believe he's in his 30s. He played Rocky's son, Stallone's son, and Rocky V way back in the early 90s. And now he died of like a drug overdose or something. And these people are they openly tweeted, according to this article in the Huffington Post, one of the leaders of the group tweeted to all of her followers, to like 5,600 followers. She said, quote, keep in mind that a man lost his son, in case you don't get that by now. A man lost his son at the funeral. Okay, let's just bear that in mind. Bear that very heavy detail in mind. Quote, Twitter quote, here we go. Adulterous dad brought wrath of God on son. Hashtag blood on dad's hands. Hashtag picket funeral. Hashtag whoa, as in W-O-E, whoa. And then she added later, she actually tweeted at Sylvester Stallone. He has a Twitter account, and she actually put his name in the at symbol to tweet at him. Oh, okay, this is, oh my. Okay, she said, tell at the Sly Stallone to mourn for his sins, not pimp out son's dead body to more proud sin. Unbelievable. These people are going to protest yet another funeral. These are the ones who protested like when there's some gay people who die. Whenever there's like a famous person, whether they're gay, whether they've done the slightest, what they consider the slightest bit of a sin. Basically what they're saying is, from what the article's guessing, is that they're basically saying, well, Stallone was married 3 times, so when they say adulterous dad, and this son was from the first marriage, that's what they're referring to. And are you fucking kidding me? Why would you protest a funeral? For one, the person's already dead. Nothing's gonna change. Nothing different's gonna happen. You're not gonna be extra dead. Or yeah, we showed you. Like, way to kick somebody when they're down. At its ultimate lowest form. Are you? Why would God care? Like, they're doing it for God, right? Like, that's got to be the only reason why they're doing it. That's probably what they're saying. They probably have their own fucking awful, shitty void to fill in their horrible, horrible lives that they're living. They just need something to do. They got to have something going on. Why would God care? Are they like convincing God to send them to hell? Is that what the point is? I feel like God would make up his own mind on that. I feel like he would already kind of have it planned. Because isn't it as soon as you die, you get sent up to the pearly gates and you get judged? Where in the Bible does it say to picket someone's funeral? I don't want to get too much into my feelings on organized religion, or just religion in general, just all supernatural beliefs. When people get involved and when people have enough power to influence others like this, people are actually believing they're doing the right thing by protesting this. I can't even wrap my mind. A man lost his son, and I don't want to end this podcast on a sad note, but I mean, I enjoy Sylvester Stallone's films. He had a lot of action films. So like, I don't want to come off as like an angry fan who's defending him, because that's not what it is. I love the Rocky films. I loved the Rambo films, and that's you know, pretty much what most casual Stallone fans have seen from him. And so I am a fan of him. I really loved the first Rocky movie, won Best Picture, and I think it was well deserving of it. But that's not going to take away anything from the fact that a man lost his son, regardless of how much of a fan or how. I feel like there's no way I could be biased in this situation. I feel like it could be anybody. It could be someone I don't even care about. It could be a celebrity that I don't even have. I've never seen any of their work. To protest a funeral, you are just an awful, awful human being. Isn't it amazing what religious delusions will do to you? I needed to get that out there. I feel like more people need to know what's going on. I really do plan on digging up how to contact these people, and I want to do something about it. I have friends and family members actually who are involved in activism and are involved in like trying to change things, and involved in politics, things like that. And I've been looking to get more involved in things. And I don't want to be the person who just fights and targets other things. But why is this organization still existing? They're bringing more harm than good to people. Religious beliefs need to, in my opinion, just need to stay out of everyone else's business. Keep it to yourself, keep it in your home, or keep it in your church. Quit bringing it out on other people. Please, keep it to yourself. At the very least, I'm probably going to tweet at this person and be like, I'm sure they get all tons of hate tweets already. I'm probably not going to do that. I'm gonna actually try to like write a letter or do something. I'm gonna look into it. I really want to do something to, because that's shitty. People are suffering and mourning at funerals, and nobody, and they still seem to be okay. Freedom of speech, right? Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is one thing. I'm on board with freedom of speech, but we have the freedom to use our freedom of speech to expose these people for how awful they are to others. Maybe help convince. You won't ever convince the people that are way beyond delusional, the people who are way in too deep. Those people aren't going to change their minds. They're going to be picketing till the day they die. But the people that you could reach out are the people who aren't really that in too deep, the people who are just hearing it, who are religious and being like, yeah, they're right. Those people are sinners. Yeah, you know, they make a good point. Those people are sinners. We should do something. The people who are just getting involved, I think, need to hear more of the opposing viewpoint, or just a different point of view in general. Like, evolution is true. Science is a good thing. Let's not hate gay people when science has proven that it is not a choice. Let's treat women like they're equal. I don't know. Things like that would be kind of nice. But I guess religion's never really been a big fan of any of those things. I'm sorry. I'm going to start offending people. Whoopsies. I'm sorry if you're offended. I'm targeting your beliefs, not you personally. Should you find anything I've just said offensive. Anyway, this podcast is going on long enough. I'm at 17 minutes. I'm just going to real quickly say that I've been meeting up. We made an improv group. A little over a month ago, Dylan and I have been meeting up with five other awesome improvisers and just having a great time with them. And we'll let you guys know right off the bat when we have a show. We don't have a name yet for our group, so we're still we're still trying to come up with one that everybody is on board with. We could probably make a whole new separate podcast about improv group names, but they are actually really important. Hey, maybe that's a preview for next week. My quick opinion on that is we need to, when it comes to group names, everybody needs to be present at that moment, and everyone needs to be, so everyone can be there when the magic happens and when the name gets proposed that everyone really, really likes. And it usually happens by accident. Somebody just says a name, and then everyone immediately globs onto it and says, yes, that's what we should be called. So I'm excited for that to happen. We're getting closer, I think, to getting a good name. But we'll let you guys know as soon as we have a show coming up. And any of you guys in Chicago. Anyway, have a great rest of your week, guys. Go see The Dark Knight Rises. Let's make this movie $1 billion and break all the records and make a lot of people a lot of money for saving Batman. Because let's be real. Our last Batman before this series was Batman and Robin, one of the worst movies in the history of movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, allow me to break the ice. And what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze. You guys may not remember. I do, because I like relishing on movie failures. Can you tell from the Spider-Man 3 thing? That was our Batman. That was our Batman before this series. I think people don't take these new Batman movies for granted. We should really appreciate how good these are, because our last Batman series was fucking awful. It wasn't even a series. It was just random movies with a different guy playing Batman. It was just awful. It was so bad. I'm like yelling at you guys now. All right, this thing needs to be wrapped up. Have a great rest of your week, everybody. I took this podcast by myself. We talked about movies, religious whack job zealots, and a loving improv group to wrap it up at the end. And have a great rest of your week, guys. See ya.